on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. To Australia, to New South Wales, Sydney. Jeremy Zakas is here to report on the weather. La Nina for the third year. The Indian Ocean dipole for the wet weather coming from the west. And now the polar surge introduced last week, but the polar surge is winter time. At the same time, you have something called stuck weather, or a weather that is blocked by a high between Australia and New Zealand. Now, I'm only repeating what I've read. Jeremy's going to help me. Jeremy, it's cold. It's winter time. I understand. You're getting snow and you're getting cold rain. Is any of this unusual or unusually early? Good day to you.
G'day, John. This is very unusually early. It's about a month ahead of time. And even then, we don't normally get this much snow or this much rain. So, for example, John, what normally happens during the wintertime around about the end of July, that's when we'll start to get really good snowfalls in our southern states. So we're talking about Victoria. We're talking about the Canberra region, which is where our snow fields are. But what's happened in the past 2 weeks is we've already got that what we'd expect to get over a normal winter down in the snowfield. So the snow has come in much earlier. But on top of that, up here in Sydney, down in Canberra and down to Victoria, we've also had driving rain. And rain's not unusual in winter during an Australian winter. We get it from time to time during the weeks. We tend to have drier winters, basically. But what is happening is we're getting rain over several days. So we're getting very heavy rainfalls. The rain itself has ice in it, so it's very cold rain. And on top of all of that, even as I speak to you now, and unfortunately you may not be able to hear it, but we have gusting wind too. So on top of the snow, on top of the icy rain, we have a very high wind pattern, which is not normal for this time of year. So we are seeing a very new weather pattern. We're seeing something we don't normally see, and it's based on La Nina, it's based on the Indian Ocean dipole. And then we got the triple play with the polar surge. So, John, this is not normal for us by any means.
You have a lot of wet weather, and you've had weather all the way since your summer. How do you dress for this? Any differently, Jeremy? You know that I'm in New England. It gets cold here in January, but it never gets that cold as New England in the wintertime. But there is such a thing as damp cold. I learned this the year I spent in Scotland. Do you have damp cold?
We do now. We do. And damp cold is not very unusual towards the end of a winter. So I have my full polar fleece type jackets and certainly the wet weather gear, but I'm pulling it out earlier. In fact, I've already worn it several times in the past couple of months, which is very unusual. And the damp cold, the worst part about it is, as you would well know, things do not dry. So, of course, everything stays cold and wet and damp. And even when we have the clear days, the warm temperatures aren't there to dry everything out. So, I mean, that's okay if it's just clothing and it's just basically your garden. But when you talk about flood-affected regions a little bit further up to the north of New South Wales and Queensland, you can see that it actually starts to become a bit of a crisis. That becomes a humanitarian crisis.
What is the rain pattern now? You say it rains for a few days. What's the rain like? Is it different from than the rain in your childhood in winter?
It's a lot heavier. It certainly is a lot heavier. And we're seeing now, instead of getting a couple of hours of rain overnight, which traditionally happens during the winter, and then maybe a day where you get drizzle, we're getting just solid rain, very much starting in the early evening hours, so around 7, 8 p.m. at night. And it will often track through to the early hours of next morning, then restart during the daytime. And while that sounds unusual to sort of see those hours as being different, but the reality is in Australia, our weather patterns used to be very easy to understand. So you knew that if it rained overnight, you generally, especially here in Sydney, get the morning hours to be relatively dry. Or if you don't get rain overnight, you'd get a couple of hours of rain in the morning. And that would be it. That would be absolutely it. But now we're just getting those constant, 16, 17 hours of just solid rain with very little break in between. It's almost like living in the tropics, which is something we're not used to in Sydney. And certainly with the cold weather on top of that, it's not the tropics, it's a cold rain. So it is very different.
Now you have a high pressure system stuck between Australia and New Zealand. It's not moving on. and I'm reading about an atmospheric river. It's a phenomenon where huge volumes of rain are channeled from the tropics over Australia, and that's what's hitting you. So your rain is from the Indian Ocean or from the north, from the tropics? Where's it coming from?
At this point, it's actually now from the tropics, and you're right. And I'm looking directly at a synoptic chart, so a map of the weather over Australia right now. And what's happening is the rain is coming down from the north, so the tropics, but there's a big high-pressure system just to the very south of Australia, so just to the very bottom of the map. And what it's done is it's broken up two very cold low-pressure systems. So the cold low-pressure system we've got now, which is driving that cold weather, is stuck to the right of it on the map, and there's another one stuck to the left of it on the map. And what that's done is it's caused that high-pressure system to just sit there, which means that high pressure system is forcing all that tropical weather as well, the water, to be forced down to the south as opposed to the high pressure system going north and pushing it up and away. So unless that high pressure system moves, which it hasn't done for about 24 to 48 hours now, we're going to have this same cycle of weather for, I don't know, I don't think it can be infinitely, but I think it's going to be a few more days yet.
Damage to the crop. The two pieces of the crop, I've read about the damage to the lettuce crop. You tell me there's also damage to chickens. How so?
That's correct. The chickens are being affected more in the transport logistics sense. So, I mean, the chickens themselves are mostly surviving. They're in their sheds. But what's happening is because a lot of the flooding up north caused a lot of damage to the transport and logistics roads, so the trucks physically can't drive them out. The chicken crops, while they are plentiful and normal, you physically can't get them to the market. You can't get them to the shops. You certainly can't get them to the fast food and takeaway places, which is where a lot of people are feeling it. So we've seen in very much the last few months where sometimes, for example, at our favorite fast food restaurant, you can't get chicken meals. We often see the price of chicken in our supermarkets going up very quickly, or we see chicken disappearing off the shelves. Chickens seem to be the only thing that's being hit at the moment, probably because of the areas where they're being grown in New South Wales and Queensland, which were areas affected by the floods. But the cold weather also does affect them physically. So chickens don't produce more during the cold weather. So we're going to probably have another, not a chicken shortage as such, but certainly a chicken variable supply chain, at least for a little while.
And the La Nina, I mentioned there's a lettuce shortage too, so they've substituted cabbage. Now, the Australians are very flexible people. You understand, they live in a continent that has different rules from the continent of North America. I'm learning. However, also I learn that what we have here is La Nina for the third year. Is that confirmed?
That's all but confirmed. And there is always the X factor where La Nina could dissipate. But meteorologists, both Australian and meteorologists now from the United States who are visiting here in Sydney for a conference, very much say that La Nina is going to be a triple play. It's going to be here for the summer period. If La Nina, if the correct technical La Nina isn't here for the summer, Australia's at least going to get higher than normal rainfall. So as far as we're concerned, it's going to be a third play of La Nina. We're still going to get the high rain and the unusual weather, but the scientists all agree they can't predict whether or not the third will be the last. So it's possible you could see a fourth.
With the rain come creatures, and this is a warning. We're going to discuss reptiles, in particular venomous reptiles, with Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batch.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.